Because of light duty, I was orderly that day in the battalion commander's office. I was eager at first, for I had never been there before and wanted to make a good impression. I discovered that Captain Frankel didn't want zeal. He wanted me to sit still, say nothing, and not bother him. This left me time to sympathize with myself, for I didn't dare go to sleep. Then suddenly, shortly after lunch, I wasn't a bit sleepy. Sergeant Zim came in, followed by three men. Zim was smart and neat as usual, but the expression on his face made him look like death on a pale horse, and he had a mark on his right eye that looked as if it might be shaping up into a shiner, which was impossible, of course. Of the other three, the one in the middle was Ted Hendrick. He was dirty. Well, the company had been on a field exercise. They don't scrub those prairies, and you spend a lot of your time snuggling up to the dirt. But his lip was split, and there was blood on his chin and on his shirt, and his cap was missing. He looked wild-eyed. The men on each side of him were boots. They each had rifles. Hendrick did not. One of them was from my squad, a kid named Livy. He seemed excited and pleased and slipped me a wink when nobody was looking. Captain Frankel looked surprised. "What is this, Sergeant?" Zim stood frozen straight and spoke as if he were reciting something by rote.
"Sir, H Company Commander reports to the Battalion Commander. Discipline, Article 9107, disregard of tactical command and doctrine, the team being in simulated combat. Article 9120, disobedience of orders, same conditions."
Captain Frankel looked puzzled.
"You are bringing this to me, Sergeant, officially?"
I don't see how a man can manage to look as embarrassed as Zim looked and still have no expression of any sort in his face or voice.
"Sir, if the captain pleases, the man refused administrative discipline. He insisted on seeing the battalion commander."
"I see. A bedroll lawyer. Well, I still don't understand it, Sergeant, but technically that's his privilege. What was the tactical command and doctrine?"
"A freeze, sir."
I glanced at Hendrick, thinking, uh-oh, he's going to catch it. In a freeze, you hit dirt, taking any cover you can fast, and then freeze. Don't move at all. Not even twitch an eyebrow until released. Or you can freeze when you're already in cover. They tell stories about men who had been hit while in freeze and had died slowly, but without ever making a sound or a move.